The galaxy is at peace, ruled by the glorious Republic, and protected by the noble and wise Jedi Knights. As a symbol of all that is good, the Republic is about to launch Starlight Beacon into the far reaches of the Outer Rim. This new space station will serve as a ray of hope for all to see. But just as a magnificent renaissance spreads throughout the Republic, so does a frightening new adversary. Now the guardians of peace and justice must face a threat to themselves, the galaxy, and the Force itself. The Force is with the galaxy. It is the time of the High Republic, a peaceful union of like-minded worlds where all voices are heard and governance is achieved through consensus, not coercion or fear. It is an era of ambition, of culture, of inclusion, of great works. Visionary Chancellor Lena So leads the Republic from the elegant city world of Coruscant, located near the bright center of the galactic core. But beyond the core and its many peaceful colonies, there is the Rim, inner, mid, and finally at the border of what is known the Outer Rim. These worlds are filled with opportunity for those brave enough to travel the few well-mapped hyperspace lanes leading to them, though there is danger as well. The Outer Rim is a haven for anyone seeking to escape the laws of the Republic, and is filled with predators of every type. Chancellor So has pledged to bring the Outer Rim worlds into the embrace of the Republic through ambitious outreach programs, such as the Starlight Beacon. But until it is brought online, order and justice are maintained on the galactic frontier by Jedi Knights, guardians of peace who have mastered incredible abilities stemming from a mysterious energy field known as the Force. The Jedi work closely with the Republic and have agreed to establish outposts in the Outer Rim to help any who might require aid. The Jedi of the frontier can be the only resource for people with nowhere else to turn. Though the outposts operate independently and without direct assistance from the great Jedi Temple on Coruscant, they act as an effective deterrent to those who would do evil in the dark. Few can stand against the Knights of the Jedi Order, but there are always those who will try. Part 1, The Great Disaster. Chapter 1, Hyperspace, The Legacy Run, 3 hours to impact. All is well. Captain Hedda Cassett reviewed the readouts and displays built into her command chair for the second time. She always went over them at least twice. She had more than 4 decades of flying behind her, and figured the double check was a large part of the reason she'd survived all that time. The second look confirmed everything she'd seen in the first. "All is well," she said out loud this time, announcing it to her bridge crew. "Time for my rounds. Lieutenant Bowman, you have the bridge." "Acknowledged, Captain," her first officer replied, standing from his own seat in preparation to occupy hers until she returned from her evening constitutional. Not every long-haul freighter captain ran their ship like a military vessel. Hedda had seen starships with stained floors and leaking pipes and cracks in their cockpit viewports, lapses that speared her to her very soul. But Hedda Cassett began her career as a fighter pilot with the Malastare Sullust Joint Task Force, keeping order in their little sector on the border of the Mid-Rim. She'd started out flying an INCOM Z-24, the single-seat fighter everyone just called a